And this bloke is the man, I tell you, had Facebook not done what they did yesterday, this video would have gone viral around the world. It probably still will be. The wallaby being rescued by a Central Coast Ferry passenger and the crew. And the man from Central Coast Ferries is the senior master, Daniel
Ron.
Hello,
mate, Dan.
Hey,
G'day.
Dan.
Yeah, morning, boys. How are we?
Good on you, Captain. Well done, mate.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Most of the credit has to go to the residents over there at Empire Bay, Craig and Rob. They were the ones that got in the water, not me. But, yeah, we had to save that poor young fella, if it was a boy. He wasn't really looking that well.
So this was yesterday morning.
Yeah, when did you? How did it sort of come about? How did they get in the water?
Like with this wallaby, saving the wallaby.
What it was is we had both our vessels sitting over on the wharf at Empire Bay, and one of the fellow, Craig, he was actually on board just having a chat with us because he's a long-time resident there, and he's just looked up through the window and he goes, "What's that in the water?" And we kind of looked and we thought, "No, it's not a log, you know, because it's moving." And then we thought, oh, okay, it might have been a dog, because we do get some dogs who like to have a bit of a swim in the channel.
Mm.
But, yeah, we then looked and went, that one's got a really big tail. It's not a dog. And then we went, and then Craig goes, that looks like it's a wallaby. So we first thought, how are we going to rescue this poor thing? Because the tide was just taking it down the channel, and he could not swim to shore. So I first thought maybe we can try and rescue the wallaby from the back of my ferry. But because there would have been a bit of a height, you know, it was quite risky to do something like that. So we went up the reserve to see what we could do. And it was really just, Craig just went, nah, got to get in the water. And he just stripped off straight down to his shorts and just dove straight in. He got it pretty well close to shore, but... he started to struggle himself. I thought I actually had to get in the water and help him, but then there was another resident there, Rob. He took over the rescue and got in the water and saved the wallaby.
Daniel, it was a very brave move because some of these animals, when they're agitated, like, you know, with their paws and that, sharp as bloody razors, their nails, and could have gone either way.
Definitely, but I think he knew that we were there to help because he just did not put up a struggle. He was that tired from trying to swim against the tide.
Yeah, they might have spoken to him. Could have been like a distant relative of Skippy.
Yes.
What's that, Skip?
So what happened with the wallaby? Did you boys let it go on shore? What's the go?
Well, Craig's wife, she's involved with animal rescue anyway.
Yeah.
So she got involved with... the wildlife people who look after something like this. And so we just captured it. They put it into a white bag, you know, to try and calm it down because it was very, very agitated. They assessed it. There was no injury. It was just tired, just really, really tired. So they assessed the animal and then they've released it later into the Bordeaux National
Bloody
Park.
Bloody good job, Dan.
That's awesome.
Really, really good job. Well, to Craig and Rob and also Central Coast Ferry Senior Master Daniel Ron, thanks for joining us, mate. That's really, it's a good bloody news story. It's the good news story at the end of the news.
That's what you want on a Friday?
That's exactly right.
Well done, mate. And how's the ferry services been going, all right?
Yeah, been improving. Post-COVID, it's been great. It's actually very good. We're starting to pick up in passenger numbers, so, yeah, we've survived.
That's right, because it would have taken a hit when the Northern Beaches cluster formed.
And last year when COVID started.
Yeah. Oh, that's good news, mate. Well, great news. And, mate, hopefully that video will become viral as soon as Facebook allows it to.
Yes. I've actually know that it's in the UK.
Yeah.
But, yeah, of course, as you know, it's not going around Facebook with the media ban.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, they love a wallaby, those poms.
Yes.
On and off the pitch. Well done, mate. Good on you, Daniel.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, that's Daniel from Central Coast Ferries.